This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimble. On this day, November 18, 2017, Malcolm Young, rhythm guitarist, backing vocalist, and co-founder of AC/DC, passes away at the age of 64. On this day in 2016, former Motley Crue vocalist Vince Neil reveals that just hours after he had been recruited to perform at Donald Trump's presidential inauguration in Washington on January 20th, 2017, he was abruptly uninvited without explanation. Neil had pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault on a female autograph seeker in July of 2016. On this day in 1995, the Rolling Stones become the first act to broadcast a concert over the Internet. On this day in 1990, the Righteous Brothers see their popularity surge when the movie Ghost, starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, featured their 1965 hit Unchained Melody. Their original version and a re-recorded cut both made it into the top 20. On this day in 1987, the band U2 opens for themselves when they pretend to be a country rock group called the Dalton Brothers at a concert in Los Angeles. On this day in 1979, Paul McCartney releases Wonderful Christmas Time, a tune on which he plays all the instruments. The song would peak at number 6 in the UK, but did not reach the Billboard Hot 100. Considered by many fans as one of his weakest efforts, the record reportedly earns McCartney $400,000 a year, which puts its cumulative earnings at nearly $15 million. On this day in 1970, Jerry Lee Lewis and his wife and cousin Myra Brown are granted a divorce, ending their 13-year-old marriage. The two wed on December 12, 1957, when Myra was just 13 years old. And on this day, November 18th, an L.A.-based quartet debuts at the Troubadour. After building up a local following, they would be forced to change their name. What was their original name? And what name do you know them by? And what's their biggest hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 18th, 1968, an L.A.-based quartet made up of Randy Meisner, Jim Messina, Richie Furay, and Rusty Young, who called themselves Pogo, debut at the Troubadour. After building up a local following, they would be forced to change their name, which they had openly pilfered from Walt Kelly's comic strip of the same name after Kelly filed suit. They settled on Poco because it sounded like the original Pogo name their fans had come to know. Here they are with Crazy Love.